More people are buying fuel-efficient cars like gas-electric hybrids and using cleaner fuels. But the Urban Land Institute has published a study partly funded by the EPA that suggests people are offsetting those gains by driving more, a lot more. Land conservationist Steve Hinneker says more miles means a net gain in carbon emissions that most scientists link to global warming.
So I think the news is that technology is not going to solve our global warming problem as far as it relates to transportation.
The new study says governments need to step up efforts to encourage people to live in pedestrian-friendly, close-in neighborhoods where they can leave the car at home. But in many states, farmland keeps being turned into new subdivisions. For the Environment Report, I'm Chuck Kornbach.